November 25th, What We Hunger For. Are you a foodie? Seems a lot of people are happy to call themselves foodies these days. But to claim this title, you must enjoy eclectic flavors and appreciate pairings and cooking techniques that turn eating into an experience. Is that a little far-fetched for you? Maybe you're content to eat the same meal your mom always cooked growing up. Or maybe you only like to eat out at the Greasy Spoon down the street. Whatever it might be, we all have a connection with food. Just the thought of a particular meal can cause our stomachs to grumble, our mouths to water, and in the best case scenario, bring back warm and pleasant memories. But hungering for something can also mislead us, especially if this hunger is an emotional or spiritual one. Today, we'll meet Gary Coley, a man who craved many things in life that ended up leading him on a path to destruction. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
My trouble began in school, where I was an outcast because I was overweight. Ours was a typical middle-class family that never went to church. In junior high and high school, I turned my size to an advantage and gained acceptance by playing football. But I ran with a gang that vandalized just for fun. My first arrest for stealing wallets taught me to lie and manipulate the system. But when I beat a man to death, I went to prison for 3.5 years. After my release, I was worse than ever. That's when I met Nina, who kept pace with my drinking and drugs. Our years together were interrupted by my arrest for assault and battery. And whenever I was locked up, she made sure I got drugs. But during my last incarceration, my cellmate talked nonstop about Jesus. I transferred to another dorm, but couldn't forget his words. Then I got hepatitis from injecting drugs and thought I would die. I found a New Testament and started reading. I read until I knew beyond a doubt that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. And I asked him to come into my life and change me. He made me a new person. Then he transformed Nina, too. After I got out of prison in 1978, Nina and I got married and we finished Bible college together.
As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Friend, Gary hungered for acceptance, but it proved to be insatiable. And this led him down horrendous roads of drugs, rebellion, murder. Only after Gary directed his hunger toward the Word of God was he able to find the answers he was looking for. Because this is the hunger that Jesus promises will always be fulfilled. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Listen to a new devotional every day. And don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.